Right, welcome everyone. This is the Chat Footy Podcast. I am Chris Phelps and I am joined again by Mr. Dave Horrocks.
Hey Chris, how's it going?
Yeah, good mate. Actually, it was a pretty positive weekend for my Manchester United eyes this weekend.
It was, wasn't it? So, should we start there? First game of the weekend then. So I must admit, doing this kind of format that we're doing with a bit more of a focus on, you know, your allegiances to Man United and mine and Ben's to Liverpool, when I saw Bournemouth had scored, I had a tear in my eye.
So did I.
We both had a tear in our eye, I'm sure, for very, very different reasons. And I just thought, oh, I cannot wait till we record. And then, sure enough, it went back to 1-1. And I thought, okay, how are we going? And then comes the inevitable. Well, I say the inevitables over the last 30 years or something. It's felt inevitable for United to get the winner. But when I saw that, you know, Rashford, 89 minutes, honestly, I just thought, oh, fuck off. Because I knew we had a game that I thought, you know, it could go anyway. You could get any outcome from that game. And I thought, oh, it's going to be typical this. So,
yeah, no. I mean, to be fair, Dave, and they were throwing us under the bus anyway on the TV. It was on BT. We were terrible. For 35 minutes, we were absolutely dreadful. Chris Smalling had a Mike Smalling type game, as LVG called it. He's absolutely fucking awful. Lindelof's looking pretty solid. He had such a terrible season last year. Shaky. He's looking really solid now. You know, he's a couple of times he gets caught out with the odd thing, but he's looking like a player now. You know, finally, yeah. We're looking like he's getting to grips with it. But then you've got Smalling next to him. All we need now is Calamity Phil Jones to come back and he'll go against Lindelof and just ruin his whole career. He'll probably end up headbutting him or something in a challenge. But yeah, it was poor, Dave. It was really, really poor. And Bournemouth played really well. They could have been a couple up. And again, like we said last week, and like I've said when I did my little rant a few weeks ago, United only start playing when they go one behind. It's like the whole tactical. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and we were saying this. He said the same thing I've said, is that it seems to be, because Mourinho's so rigid with his tactics, once we lose a goal, they've then got to start playing and you start getting a resemblance of a Manchester United type team to a point. And it's just like, I mean, fair props to Mourinho. He slated the defence after the game and that's down to him not getting a defender in the summer. You know, I mean, he spent a lot of money and I know that, but he wanted two central defenders and I'm just hoping to God they get somebody in January. But it could be too late by then, Dave, because I still think we've got City this weekend. It was a great result, don't get me wrong, but I still think, I'm confident we're going to get something this weekend, I'll be honest with you, but it could also go the other way and be an absolute atrocious performance, which is, there's no in-between at the moment.
It's interesting you say it's good that Mourinho slated the defence. Really? You think that's a good thing? I guess we've got a different perspective on that.
Yeah, because they're absolutely crap. They're not crap, it's the central defence. Luke Shaw's playing really well this season. De Gea is not getting the protectionist because obviously he's only had one clean sheet all season. And I think he's had a dip in form, Dave. I'm not just going to totally throw Smalling under the bus as such, but I do think it's because Smalling's there. He's so nervous. He's so bad on the ball. And don't get me wrong, he can get a tackle in and that, but most of the time he's getting tackles in because he's made the mistake. You know, it's just like, it's so frustrating and you can see. And also, one player I will throw under the bus, which I've been really think has been poor this season, is Matic. I think Matic is, I like Matic a lot. I think he adds a lot of calmness to the play. He's very much like a Carrick type player, but he's been awful this season. Against Bournemouth there, Dave, he was playing for them, literally give the ball away that one. He was awful, and he's been poor for about 7 or 8 games, Matic.
Well, let's talk about that whole throwing under the bus thing. So I guess I just think, us as fans, okay, if we want to slate a player, we slate a player, you know, and plenty of them do, don't they? You know, they'll ring up the likes of Talk Sport and whatever, and they say, this player's rubbish, that player's rubbish. Mourinho's been there. What is this, his third year now?
Yeah.
He's the manager. the buck stops with him. And you know, I do love the phrase, opinions are like arseholes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it.
Everyone's got one. Yes. And they all stink.
Yeah.
Right? Mourinho's bleating about his defenders or the defence. I mean, you mentioned Luke Shaw. How he's still there and playing to the level that he is beyond me, because he was under the bus every time he played under Mourinho. I just don't think it's positive. Now, that's just my personal opinion, because ultimately, you know, they've got the results. And, you know, again, they're still touching distance. Before the season started, I said United would be in the top four. As amusing as it's been in this little dip of form, I still think that's going to be the case. And I still think, you know, I'm quite happy for Mourinho to be there. Be there. Be just in touching distance of the top four. You know, ideally fifth, so it's a Europa League place. Just keep the hope alive. Just keep it simmering away there. Lovely jubbly.
Oh, shocker, Dave. Shocker. No, I've said to you before, you know, despite, you know, Fellaini and stuff, I can't do Fellaini watch because he's not been playing, but he's supposed to train with the team. But in the same respect, I would never, ever, ever slate a player while I'm there at the game or whatever. I don't boo players. I just don't believe in it. You just know if someone's not good enough, you know, like Darmian, he's tried and toiled. He looked like Gary Neville's predecessor when we first got him. And after that, he's just been absolutely atrocious. But it's one of them where, you know, with a player, they're not good enough. But I'm certainly not going to, I'm not there through a game like, you know, I would never boo him, never, ever boo him. You know, I would say he's crap or whatever, but I wouldn't.
Just to be clear, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, just when you're down the pub, speaking to whatever, you know, I agree. I don't, it's weird, isn't it? It seems to happen more and more in the modern game, you know, booing your own players. I mean, again, I don't see what good possibly comes of that. You know, if it's a once in a blue moon thing, and you know, you've got players walking around the pitch, you know, clearly not trying, maybe being on the ale the night before, you know, I can't think that you've ever had that, you know, so yeah. I can't see when there would be a cause to do it. But if you are really absolutely disgusted, you know, in what you're seeing, maybe, but you know, to try and spur them into something. But I still don't see, 99 times out of 100, I don't see what good comes of it.
Yeah.
You know, look at Newcastle. I mean, they got a great result this weekend, but, you know, I mean, they're in a bad way. Well, they've been in a bad way for the last 10 years, haven't they, under Mike Ashley? It causes such a toxic atmosphere around the club. I just think, you know, the team are constantly battling, you know, or living with the weight of what's happening off the pitch as much as on it. But
no, it's a good point, I think, Dave. I think you're fair. I think it's got to a stage where, like Newcastle, they might win a few games. It's almost like United, but you're still waiting for that cock-up, basically. So you can, because people are more used to social media slagging the teams off, aren't they, or slagging off, you know, getting to that point where you're like, right, I'm, you know, I'm done, sort of thing. So no, I think that's a very good point, to be fair.
Yeah, so I mean, let's anything else on United?
No, let's move quickly on. No, not quickly, but let's move on to your boys, Dave, and Liverpool Arsenal, or Arsenal Liverpool. Yeah.
So with the added pressure of this podcast and you getting the 3 points, I'm thinking, oh man, you know. And again, Arsenal, you know, they started off with a loss, didn't they, in the season, but they've looked pretty damn good. I know they conceded one to Palace to draw last week, but I thought they could have quite easily won, and I thought they played well. Now, I think we played okay. Interestingly, okay, so our league position, I thought we were playing better last year.
Yeah.
I think there's been a definite change in tactics where there's less of a gung-ho, you know, less of the gingham pressing stuff that we've seen before. And it is a little bit more conservative and it is a little bit more pragmatic. And so, you know, I hope at some point we actually start playing well in the season. But, you know, we played well through fits and starts in this game.
Yeah.
And I do have to say that, you know, we was robbed of that Mane goal. Because,
yeah,
you know, initially the ball wasn't going to him. So again, whether you agree with the law or not, but is he interfering with play? Well, no, the ball's clearly going to Firmino. And then when Firmino touches the ball, well, he's level with the ball. So at no point was he actually offside. Now, again, does that mean we would have gone on to win? Not necessarily, you know. But I do think that was a goal, and you know, your initial thought is, oh, why don't we have VAR? But from what we saw in the World Cup, doesn't actually solve a lot of things, does it?
No.
Just gives you something different to talk about.
No, I mean, I must admit, when Mane, you know, the goal was disallowed, I was laughing my cock off there. Yeah. To be honest. That's right.
Yeah, again, it's that tear in the eye, isn't it?
I almost picked up the smallest fucking violin when that one went in there. I was absolutely devastated. But but no, yeah. I must admit, I thought Arsenal poured it on in the second half. I've watched the last half hour, watched bits of the first half, and I used to look like by far the better team in the first half. Arsenal toiled a bit. But the thing is with your team is you've got a lot of speed and a lot of legs around the team, haven't they? So I think Klopp always plays well. He does, and that's one thing, as much as I shudder to say this, I do like his approach when you go to away games. There's no fear in Klopp's teams. You know, Mourinho's going to go there for a draw. And Klopp, like Guardiola, to be fair, if they're going to go away from home, they're going to go for it and do the best they can. They know they're going to get a bit more defending in the game. But if they get a chance, they're going to pile it on. And that's one thing Klopp goes for. That counter-attack's there for you all the time. And I think... I tell you, he looks a good player, Dave. That left back, the English lad, is he English? He looks a great player, isn't he?
Scottish, Andy Robertson.
Oh, Robertson, yeah. Scottish, yeah. He's a great player. He was bombing down that left wing, whipping them crosses, and he looks a... How old is he? He must only be young.
I don't know. I think he's mid-20s.
Who is he? Good player.
So, I mean, you know how much he cost?
One.
8 million.
Where's that
8 from? 8 million from Hull.
Oh, right, okay.
And we sold, in the same summer, we sold Kevin Stewart. You know him?
No.
I'm expecting you to say no. Because there's a reason for that. We sold him to Hull for 8 million.
I don't know who he is, so yeah.
And it's been an absolute revelation. I mean, for a few years we had Moreno, who, you know, he's got all the technical attributes to be a really good player, but he's just not got a brain. So, yeah. Which, you know, as you know, with Phil Jones, it's a bit limiting on your effectiveness on the football pitch when you can't actually use your brain. So... He's been an absolute revelation. And I tell you what, just as an aside, what Klopp seems to be doing over there, because he's been there 3 years now.
Yeah.
He'll buy a player and then actually you won't see them for a little while. So they're working with them in the background. And Liverpool used to do this a lot. You know, Alan Hansen, when he joined, didn't see him for a year. So Robertson came in and Moreno probably had his best period as at the club, and everyone was going on about, oh, he's had a renaissance and whatever. And then Robertson, you know, gradually was phased into the team and he's just not looked back. So he's captain of Scotland now, and honestly, just he's got a bit of a cult following because he bombs up and down the wing, but there's not many that get past him. And, you know, we played PSG the other week. And, you know, so they've got probably one of the best front threes on the planet. And I'm not sure, you know, he certainly held his own.
Yeah, no, he looks a good player, Dave. But, you know, you could just see. And what I like about him, he's dynamic in that team and he's down that wing. There's no fear. You know, it's nice to see, to be fair.
Yeah. I think, like I say about his cult following, he played, I can't remember which game it was now. we maybe it was the first league game. We played Man City, basically, and he's just a pressing machine. And I, when we go offline, I'll try and dig out if there's a GIF on Twitter or something. And he just presses about five of the City players, you know, when they're trying to pass it around. Yeah. And he's just chasing them and hounding them down, and they end up, you know, he ends up winning the ball back. I can't remember if he wins the ball back or some. They end up kicking it out, and we win the ball back from that. But it was just one of those, you know, best accompanied with a bit of Benny Hill music, I think. But yeah, I mean, so I tell you another player, and I'm not his, or I haven't been his biggest fan, but I have to say, for the last year, James Milner has kind of turned me around. I think I didn't want him at the club, to be quite honest. He's been one of those steady Eddies for years, hasn't he? For Leeds, yeah. For Villa, for City, you know. And I always look at him and I think, well, yeah, he gets a lot of assists because he gets crosses in, but, you know, he ain't that quick. He's not that skillful. You know, he's just your classic kind of English midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's got the Premiership experience beats anything, I think, Dave. You can see that he's come from Leeds and every, like you say, City won the league with him and that, you know, he's got that experience, and I think that's what your team needs, to be fair.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, he's experience is one thing, right? Get Jan Molby back on there. He's got loads of experience. For, yeah. You know, he can't run around the pitch. Milner has got such an engine, and he's, so again, he's had the experience since he's been there. I can't know, is it 3 or 4 years he's been there now? You know, but he's being really effective on the pitch. And in that midfield three, I think he's, like I say, he's turned me around. I thought he was an unnecessary player in our squad. And now, from this last year, he really has been playing at the top of his game. I don't think I've seen him play any better in his whole career.
Yeah.
You know, when he was at City, I mean, he had a couple of games, didn't he? Come off game or something like that. Was it Bayern Munich or something? I can't quite remember now. But I don't think he's played any better in his career. And, you know, at whatever age he is, you know, I didn't think he'd have the legs, but, you know, he puts some of the younger lads to shame there.
No, that's good. That's good.
But yeah, so I mean, again, so Milner, right place, right time, pops the goal in. Again, I thought could have gone either way, that first goal, and then you're hoping that, you know, the Arsenal will pour forward a bit, and probably us and City are probably the worst teams to play to pour forward against, you know, because like you say, you've got all the pace and that. But I thought they did do well, and, you know, disappointed to concede that goal from Lacazette. You know, not right at the end, but, you know, 80-odd minutes. So disappointed with that. But on reflection, I think it was a fair result. And I have no idea why people aren't talking more about Chelsea, because they look damn impressive to me. And I'd probably extend that now to Arsenal. I just think, you know, they had that very first game where they had a bit of a blip, and then they've looked pretty great since then. You know, and the thing that Arsenal have got going for them, for years now, there's been this toxicity around the club, hasn't there? You know, you've got the Wenger loyalists, and then you've got the, you know, the fans who want him out and think he's been outstayed his welcome. And, you know, Arsenal Fan TV has just been one of my favourites to switch on to after an Arsenal loss.
Brilliant.
But, you know, there's now a renewed enthusiasm around the club, and I think they could be pushing, maybe not top, because I still think City just looked on another planet. Yeah. You know, they'll be top four. Yeah. I think.
No, good one, Dave. A good one. But I think that's it for today, Dave. Unless there's anything else you want to run through.
No, I think that's it for today. Unfortunately, so. At some point, it's going to break, isn't it? One of us is going to win and one of us is going to lose.
Well, Dave, it's almost like you teed me up for that. How have you got this weekend?
To Fulham, 12 o'clock. On Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Who have you got?
When are you playing?
Who are you playing?
To home to Fulham.
Okay. So that comment you've just made, Dave, could be Sunday night because we're away to City at 4:30 on Sunday. So. Almost eat me up, Dave. But I'm going on record with this, Dave. And I don't know why. I'm just quietly confident. I know we beat them last year, but that was when the chips were down. We were 2-0 down. They were going to win the league. And then Pogba pulled a performance out, you know, from nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm just quietly confident that we're going to get something.
Well, I mean, if I was to have a tenner on it, yeah, I'd still stick it on City. But I wouldn't be shocked if United got another result. You know, because think about it. When the shoe was on the other foot and City just weren't very good, they had the likes of Niall Quinn, David White and whatever, they'd still pull the occasional result out, wouldn't they, against United?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think, especially with last year, that might just be playing on a few players' minds, I would have thought. I'd have thought it had been playing on Guardiola's mind. And possibly the worst thing City might do is score a couple early doors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because like you say, you know, then Mourinho's tactics go out the window and the team can actually play. And I still think the amount of attacking talent that United have, they should be doing a lot better than they are. They should be more exciting to watch. They should be scoring more goals. And I just think it's when the shackles are off, that's when you see something that resembles in football. But but let's see. Do you like what I did there? It sounds like a compliment, but it's really not.
Don't worry, Dave. I was that Robertson compliment. I'm still shuddering. I said that, but no, you are correct. So, Dave, what bit of plug-in have you got for us today?
Yep. So, if you want to get over to the Grassroots Coachcast, that's where myself and Ben talk about youth soccer, or let me say it the other way around. Talk about youth football or soccer if you're listening to the US. And so this week we were talking about, you know, the dynamics of the management team. So working with your manager and, you know, if you've got a coach or a number two, whatever it is and how you set up there. All sounds, you know, there's possibly people thinking, what the hell are you talking about?
Yes.
It's youth football. But you do have to think about these things. It's not a clock to think about. What about yourself, Chris?
Yeah, well, our podcast, Dave, the Comics in Motion. So if you're into comic book reviews or comic book, well, if you're into comic books or you like comic book based media, which is TV or films, get over there. Myself and Dave weekly do a show there, and that's at Comics in Motion on iTunes. Or if you want to get hold of us on Twitter, it's comics at Comics in Motion P. And just a quick shout out to a guy I work with called Mr. Phil Pass, who listens to this podcast now, Dave, and Comics in Motion. And his words were this morning, everywhere I go, I hear your voice. He was in London last week, I believe, working. And he had our podcast on, Dave. He said the chat for you on. And unfortunately, he's another Mickey Mouse like you and Ben. So I have invited him on. He may be coming on. So big shout out to Phil. But yeah, we've got a little fan there, Dave.
Cool. So and I tell you what, you talk about the Mickey Mouses, right? I didn't call you out on this, but I think, and I know we're supposed to be wrapping up, but I'll just say one little thing. I think this nonsense around getting Wayne Rooney back for his one cap is just that. I think it's nonsense, right? They can have a little, you know, they can donate the proceeds to the Wayne Rooney Foundation or whatever it is. You can do that. Don't just give away a cap. Yeah. Completely devalues it. And actually, you know, Southgate was starting to convince me. You know, how many England managers have you seen just wheel out the same old tired players? And Southgate's taking a chance on youth. And even though I still think, you know, the World Cup flattered us a little bit with where we got to, because we still lost three games there.
Yeah.
I'm giving Gareth Southgate the benefit of the doubt that he's taking a chance on youth. And it's not necessarily about the tournament we've just had, not necessarily about the Euros coming up. It's about, you know, the next 10 years. And bringing Rooney back is a bit of a nonsense. But I got the impression from your tweet on on the subject, you're more of a fan. You think he should be brought back?
I thought,
oh, Chris is defending the Scouser there.
No,
he's
no.
He forgot that, you know, he's about as Scouser as you can get.
But he's not real Scouse, Dave. He's Everton Scouse. That's not real Scouse. Not hatred-wise, anyway, from a Mancunian. No, no, it wasn't that, Dave. And I hope Ben's listening to this. It was purely just to wind Ben up, to be honest. Because I totally don't agree with it. I think it's nonsense. They did it with, I think it was McLaren did it with Beckham, did he, when he'd retired. And then the next minute, he played a few games when he was on the bench, didn't he? Like a bit like what the cricketers used to do when he had a bit of a farewell tour. Didn't he? And did a load of like stadium things and stuff, and I don't agree with it, Dave. I'm with you completely.
I'm trying to dig back into my memory banks now. I thought McLaren had dropped Beckham as kind of like so Stuart Pearce did it with Gerrard.
Yeah, yeah.
You sort
yeah.
of drop them, and it's like, look, I'm wearing my big boy pants. You know, yeah. I'm making the big decisions, and for me, so. It was more about that, to drop him in the first place,
yeah.
to show him who's boss, and then they're like sheepishly like, "Well, we'll bring you back." Whereas this is genuine. Have we just conceded?
What timing? Sorry, Dave. carry on. Oh, it's been my night, that, Dave. Sorry, go on, carry on.
22 minutes. We're all right. Got plenty of time left yet.
You're probably caning him about 6-1, but anyway, let me moment, Dave. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off then. You were proper in flow. I'm sorry. That's bad manners. Sorry.
We are recording just while Red Star have kicked off against Liverpool. So kind of got our eye on that. But I'm looking at the text, so I'm a few minutes behind. Don't worry. Calm yourself.
No, Dave, I've only literally put it on. I apologise, everyone. I literally put it on my phone, and I think I'm about 30 seconds behind the BT Sport app. It's a great header. That's what I was looking at, but it don't mean nothing because I still think you're going to romp it, so don't worry about that.
Let's see. I think let's get off this fucking call.
And I'll be honest with you, Dave, I'm already going to be checking for gifts anyway. But anyway,
yeah, I'm sure you will.
Is this right. The one where I finally get my comeuppance? I very much doubt it.
Chris, you may well do, but all I will say is, how are you going to lead us out?
Every fucking week. Well, getting here. After last week's, if anyone's listening to the Comics in Motion one, I don't know what I'm going to lead out with because that was just terrible, but I had to leave it in. I just want to say thanks to everybody again. Dave is a Red from Liverpool. I'm a Red from Manchester, but it's all about Red Star Belgrade. I'll see you later, Dave.